spirits and spouses and families and friends of the lost, we offer the deepest sympathy of the nation. And I assure you, you are not alone.
America today is on bended knee.
Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes, were in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
It's terrible. Oh, my, get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the morning fast. All the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger.
You were not alone.
Today our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature, and we responded with the best of America, with the daring of our rescue workers, with the caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could. America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world, and no one will keep that light from shining.
I don't know who you are, where you're from, or what you want, but if you threaten my freedom, I'll kill you.
America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat. But they have failed. Our country is strong. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America.
Read my lips.
These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve.
The best way I can describe the scene back there, apocalyptic.
Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, for the children whose worlds have been shattered.
You are not alone.
For all whose sense of safety and security has been threatened. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
You are not alone. This conflict was begun on the timing and terms of others. It will end in a way and at an hour of our choosing.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
Thank you. Good night, and God bless America.